Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Well, hey there, I'm Leenine Heiss, and I'm so glad you've chosen to tune into episode 47 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. Almost every week, I get an email from someone letting me know that they know someone who should be interviewed on this podcast. That keeps me hopping and chasing after stories of how God is moving through prayer in the lives of all kinds of moms. Today's guest, Kate Ridema's story, is one I heard organically at my Michigan Moms in Prayer State Leadership Getaway last week. We had never met, but her contagious smile and enthusiasm for what God is doing in her life is evident. We recorded this episode in my hotel room without the normal whistles and bells because I didn't want you to miss the opportunity to hear her story. So please pardon the noise and hear the incredible story of what God is doing in Kate's life and through brave moms who head into jails and prisons each week across America. Well, Kate, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Thank you. This is exciting to be here.
It's so fun. Right now, we are on our Michigan State Leadership Getaway. And I said, hey, I've got to grab you for the podcast. So, yay. First of all, maybe you know this or maybe you don't, but you're a young mom. And in Moms in Prayer, at events like this, we just kind of gravitate towards each other, find each other. And the first thing that we always ask is, how did you learn about Moms in Prayer?
Well, I have known about Moms in Prayer since I was very, very young. Back when my mom prayed, it was Moms in Touch, and I was homeschooled, and so she started a homeschool Moms in Prayer group, and so I grew up with moms praying in our living room, and I remember kind of sneaking down the stairs and sitting on the steps and even just listening to them pray, and so I just feel like this is part of my DNA in a way.
Oh, that's so good. When did you decide to make the turn and begin interceding for your kids?
Well, when my daughter started school, I felt like I was on the outside a little bit. She went to a school in a community that I did not grow up in, and it felt like everyone knew everyone else. And I just didn't feel like I had a lot of connection points. And being in a group of moms who prayed for each other and each other's children and the teachers and schools and even marriages, it broke down those walls faster than anything else could have. And so I started when my oldest entered school.
And don't you find that some of your closest friends are now your Moms in Prayer sisters?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you pray together and then this relationship forms and you have so much in common.
And you even start to love their children. And so when I'm volunteering in the schools and I see these other moms' kiddos, I feel like I love them and they don't know who I am, but I feel like I know who they are, and that's just really special.
Well, we do love them because we're spending this time meditating on them and their needs before the Lord. It's amazing how our hearts are knitted together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're a Moms in Prayer mom. Tell us a little bit about your family real quick.
So I am married to my husband, Tony. We've been married for about 14 years, and we have five little girls, age from 11 on down, and our youngest started with us through foster care, and we're getting very close to finalizing her adoption, so that is very exciting for us right now.
Congratulations. I'm sure you've heard it all. Five girls is, well, it's a lot, but so fun.
So much fun, and it's not anything I would have imagined, but it is so much better.
Well said. Well said. The part of your story that becomes awfully remarkable, not that growing up a Moms in Prayer kid and being a praying mom and having five daughters and one adopted daughter is not remarkable enough. God started to move on your heart not too long ago in a very special way. Would you tell us that story?
I would love to. So a couple years ago, the Lord just really laid it on my heart, how just a compassion for moms who are in jail. And I think the Lord's always given me a little bit of a heart for the underdog, but I was just kind of thinking about these moms who are in jail and they cannot do anything for their children. They can't see their children, and just how hopeless that must feel. And so I just thought, oh, what if moms could pray for their kiddos? And what if someone could come in and teach them how to do that? And, you know, here I thought that this was my own idea. And I didn't know that Moms in Prayer went into jails and did this. So I just started praying about this idea. And I was on a prayer day one time. And I just really felt the Lord encouraging me to pursue this. And so I called the chaplain at the jail in our county, and she didn't answer the phone. I left a message for her and just kind of explained my thoughts and my idea. And she called me back, left a voicemail for me that she just really wasn't interested in this at the time. And I got that voicemail and I thought, awesome, because I didn't necessarily want to do this at the time. It's just something that I was feeling prompted towards and wanted to be obedient in. But it was quite a relief for me. But that thought still lingered in my mind and it grew in my heart, and the Lord used that time to prepare me for starting jail ministry. And I'll just share a little story in here real quick about one of the ways that I feel like the Lord prepared me for that. I was in my minivan with all the kiddos in the back seat, and I was driving our foster daughter to a parent visit. And in my mind, you all probably don't do this, but I started mentally berating my precious foster daughter's mother, of all of the ways that she's failed. And in my head, I was just, you know, listing them off, and this, and then this, and then this. And all of a sudden, I felt the Lord say to me, "Kate, I don't see her any different than I see you." And that was just such a kick in the gut for me. You know, who am I to judge? I would never have thought that I was a judging person, but I was, and the Lord really convicted me of that. And I started to look at her so differently, and the Lord gave me His love for her when I did not have my own love for her. And when I couldn't see past the circumstances to who she was, the Lord did that for me. And that was just really a gift. And so later on, when I would go into the jail, really, I look at these women and they are my friends. And I understand that really there are only two things that are different between us, and that is privilege and Jesus. And other than that, we are the same. So the Lord was doing good work in my heart kind of during this waiting period. So about a year after I had made that initial call to the chaplain, I was at a Moms in Prayer convention in West Michigan, and there was a little marketplace set up, and Lori Vandercote, who is the Michigan coordinator for Prison Moms in Prayer, was there, and she had this booth, and I was like, oh my goodness, Moms in Prayer does this. This is not my idea. This is the Lord's idea. And so I walked up to her and she read my name tag and she just said, "Kate, have you ever thought about praying in jails?" And of course I said yes, and we had a nice conversation, and Linda was able to make that follow-up connection and got us into the jail where we're now able to minister.
That is amazing. So there's so much I love about that story. And that's that God already had prepared your heart for what He had planned for you to do. And you didn't even know that the nuts and bolts of that ministry existed.
Right.
And He did that same thing with me. He moved on my heart that I would start a prayer group for my kids' schools. And I had no idea until I met Marley Gritter that God already had a ministry like that. He was just going to hand it to me. Mm-hmm. And isn't that rewarding?
It is. It's so special. And I just always feel like these are His invitations to us. And God does not need us to do anything. And Job, God says to the ocean, "Come this far and no further." And just kind of recognizing that he doesn't need any of us to do his will because he's God and he can do anything. But he invites us into that, and it is just such a privilege. And that's how I see this ministry, is it's just such a privilege to be able to walk into that jail and to be involved and to be able to be an instrument of the Lord.
Okay, so Kate, tell us about the process, because it wasn't easy setting up this ministry in a new jail.
Yes, so we had to meet with the chaplain and develop a relationship and a trust there. We shadowed at another area jail to just see how Moms in Prayer works differently in that type of a setting. And then we had to go through an online course to become a lay chaplain, is kind of what they call the course. It's a lay chaplaincy course, and background checks and fingerprints and lots of waiting.
So the first time that you went in, what were you feeling and what was that like?
So I remember one of the first times heading into the jail, and it's just a maze of locked doors and long halls to get to this pod where we meet with the women. We pass by prisoners and guards, and the booking area and this particular day was darkened, and I could see the inmates in these cells behind glass walls. And on this day, there was just horrible moaning and wailing, and the sound was deep and it made my stomach turn over. I didn't look where it was coming from, but somewhere behind me. And when we were finally buzzed into our pod through the locked doors, one of our own dear inmates said, "It sounds like hell out there, doesn't it?" And she wasn't wrong. The smells and the sounds and the desperation can be really overwhelming. But the Holy Spirit had readied our pod that morning, and he always does. And it's just so beautiful to be in a place of such brokenness. But we see too how God is near to the brokenhearted. And so to be in that place every week, it feels holy.
So you go in, what does your time there look like? What happens while you're in jail?
So we meet in a unit that's called the Women's Reentry Unit, and it's not the general pod of women who are in jail. These women have to apply to be in this particular section, and it's a privilege for them to do it, but they're also required to complete extra classes, and so Moms in Prayer falls into one of those things. So for the women that we meet with, it's kind of mandatory that they come to the group. There can be between probably 5 and 10 women who are in this particular pod at one time. It is very, very small, and it smells quite unpleasant, and it took just a little while to get used to it. But we fell in love with these women very, very quickly. And it's just really beautiful because these women are in this program for a while. And so we do get to know them very well and build a relationship with them. So we spend the first few minutes just talking and chatting and catching up, and might have some kind of a fun icebreaker question or something, and just all go around and share a piece of our week. And there's always lots of laughing. And that's one of the things I love about this, is just being able to go in and just laugh so hard with these women. They're just wonderful, funny, open, vulnerable ladies. And it's a privilege to spend that hour with them. So after we chat for a little while, we go through the sheet the same as you do in your other Moms in Prayer groups. We have an attribute for the day and spend some time on that and just walk right through the steps. There was one particular day that I recall our attribute was God is compassionate, and we read through the verses that were provided and talked about the verses a little bit, and I was just saying to the ladies that somehow God's compassion doesn't look the way that we would expect it to, and we can't always recognize it right away. And this one woman's face just lit up, and she said, "Yes, I understand that. I know what you mean, because I can see now that it was God's compassion that brought me to this place. It was God's compassion that I ended up in jail, because if I would have continued in the way that I was, I know I would be dead by now." Mm-hmm. And it was just such a beautiful moment of revelation for her that we got to witness. She was just so honest about her life and her journey and so excited to be released from jail and to share with others where the Lord has brought her. Mm. And that's what she wanted to do. She's like, I just want to go and share my story. So I would love someday if I could be on this podcast again with one of the former prisoners. That's just in my mind.
I was speaking at a women's event and a woman walked up to me and she said, I've been in Moms in Prayer. And I said, you have? Whose group are you in? And she said, I prayed with Lori Vandercote, who mm-hmm. is the prison liaison mm-hmm. in the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's amazing. And she said, I'm looking for a new group. And I was like, why are you looking for a new group? Like, if you can be led by a group leader, don't you want to be led by Lori? And she said, I was in jail, but now I'm looking for a new group. Aww. And I was just like, I just have to tell you, Kate, and this is so humbling to admit, she looked totally normal. I would never, ever, ever in a million years in the middle of this women's retreat have ever thought that woman has spent time behind bars. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if you had some preconceived notions about what prisoners might look like versus what you see every day. I mean, you said, these women are my friends. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Well, I think you can become friends really fast when you don't have this facade that you're trying to hide behind. And these women who are in jail, they have no reason to hide behind anything. And so I think you can just get to heart things really quickly. I think any time when you laugh with people and you cry with people, it just breaks down walls and receiving the Lord's love for them too. Like I can just sit there and just feel overwhelmed by the Lord's love for these ladies. And so then I love them too.
Mm, yep. There's something that we have in common as mothers. And it's mm-hmm. this deep desire for our kids to live lives that honor God, but also that are protected. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things are the women who are incarcerated praying for their kids?
Mm-hmm. I pray with these mamas. I'm remembering praying with a mother whose son was having severe mental health problems and not attending school and involved with poor relationships and not talking with her. And another mom who her daughter was just released from jail. And so praying for that daughter to stay clean and to get a sponsor and to end a relationship with an abusive boyfriend and to love herself and find peace and make wise decisions. And then another woman who was getting ready to be released and just praying over her and that she would find balance and to be able to be a good example and stay on the right path and be clean and sober. And these women pray with such urgency because they know the life and death consequences of their past and present choices. And they're just mamas who love their children and want what's best for them the same as we do.
So you pray the four steps of prayer that we pray every week with these women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes women have never prayed before at all. And so I'm thinking of this one mother who was so hesitant to pray and she didn't pray at first. And every week I feel like her guard was let down just a little bit more and a little bit more. And the women are often called in and out of our pod during our meeting time to meet with an attorney or to complete paperwork or whatever it is. And so this mom, we had broken into our small groups and we were getting ready to pray for our children. And she was called out at just that time. And I thought to myself, oh, she's probably relieved. But she stood up and she was like, wait a minute, I want to pray real quick before I leave. And it was such a beautiful moment of seeing progress in her life.
Those women aren't any different than we are.
No. Again, it's really privilege and Jesus. And it makes me feel so humbled looking at the life that I have had and the privilege that I have been given. And it makes me all the more just want to reach out and take their hand and love on them.
Well, there are jails in every state, prisons in every state. And this weekend, we've been surrounded by many women who are serving in a jail ministry now. And I know that's not the case in every state yet.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you say to the woman who's just been listening, who feels a stirring inside of her, thinking like, maybe God would have me do something like that?
Oh, if you feel that stirring, what a privilege, because this is an invitation from God for you to join in this ministry, and I can't imagine anything more exciting for you. So pray about it and have your group pray about it. We'll have some contact information in the show notes so that you can get in touch with one of us for more questions and support and encouragement. But just do it. Just step out in faith, and the Lord will provide everything that you need.
I think that's so important, because it's not us who does rescuing.
Mm.
That's Jesus's job.
Mm-hmm.
So when a woman goes in, what does she need?
She needs to be seen. She needs to feel heard. And, you know, even if we just have some time at the end, just asking these women, tell me about yourself. What's your story? People don't ask them that. They need what we all need, right? Is just acceptance and someone to talk with and laugh with and cry with and pray with.
If we can listen and be compassionate.
I think jail ministry is like anything in that it's all about keeping in step with the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And asking for the Lord's favor and that He would equip you, and then leaving the rest up to the Lord. Because so many times I just think, wow, I really messed that up, or that was such a blunder, but I'm just so grateful for a God who is so infallible that even my blunders can't thwart His plan. And so when I have these huge gaps in my ability to communicate the gospel, I can say, well, maybe that's just more room for the Lord to do His work. And then it becomes not about me at all, and it all becomes about the Lord.
Well, Kate, it's been such a blessing to sit down and hear your story and your heart. And I just want to open it up, just like you said, we'll have links in the show notes. We have a prison liaison for Moms in Prayer on the USA team who would love to help equip women to go into their jails and pray with other moms. So, Kate, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. This was such an honor.
Would you mind praying for the women that are listening right now who know? They just sense, like you do, God's already been working on my heart.
I'd love to. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to share the work that you are doing. And what a privilege it is to have that invitation from you to work alongside you. Lord, again, we recognize that you don't need us, but you invite us. And oh, it is so much fun. And so, Lord, if you are prompting any of these women listening to step out into jail ministry, I pray that you would give them that urgency and that boldness, that they can't forget about this and that it would keep popping up in their minds. And I pray that you would equip them with partners to go into jails with. And I just ask right now, Lord, that you would prepare the way for them, and that many women would be impacted, many inmates and prisoners would be impacted for your good and for your glory, and not just the inmates, but their children as well. Mm-hmm. Lord, we just thank you for the work that you are doing and will continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is the power of one small yes to Jesus that changes the course of our lives. What is your yes today? Is it stepping up to lead a Moms in Prayer group, or move into leadership, or maybe you're interested in Moms in Prayer prison ministry? We'd love to help you with whatever that next step is. You can find contact info and more information in our show notes on the blog at momsinprayer.org. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you click pause real quick and go leave a rating on your podcasting app? It's easy and it really does help other moms to find our podcast. And if you feel that nudge to head towards those that others have passed by, Well, that sounds a lot like Jesus. Moms are making the difference. Moms answering with a timid, uncertain yes. Moms just like you. See you next week.